Blog Talk Radio.
My friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Louie, with nature and passion on Mondays. Dig into Twisted Thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Join us at 1 p.m. on Wednesday for Keeping It Brief, and then come later that evening, Turn Up the Heat with the Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft of Selling Art with Richard and Neutron, and Double Helix with Phasiana and Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday, split with Gray Eyes Howling at the Moon and in the Canadian Wilds Bringing You Bad Company, and Exploring Ecrasia with Captain B2 and Daniel. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30, Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Join Jeremy on Thursday as he brings you the headliners ball. Break on through with Pam on Friday. Join Ephesiana Babla as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint on Saturday. And every other Sunday morning, join Robert M. as he brings you the solace of shadows. Check out the contest and prompts for all of our shows. Call to read your poems and hang for the fun. Good evening, Jean. How you doing?
Hey, Rex. I'm doing well, thank you. And how are you?
Oh,
kind of looking forward.
Trying to stay warm.
Yeah. It's really here too. I can't imagine what everybody else is feeling. But you know, got to put our woolies on. I'm telling you, been like that all day here. Yesterday, not so much. It was cool, but it wasn't as cold as today. But yes, I can relate to that one. Hey, I'm looking forward to another eclectic mix of music tonight. Looks like fun.
Yes, we had we got a few left over from the New Year's show, so that's the top of the list, and then we have films from a few donations.
Nice, I like it. It's always fun. And keep us all hopping. Absolutely. God, you say the New Year's show, and it sounds like that was like forever ago. What the heck is wrong with me, right? Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, it's only been 2 weeks.
I know, but I feel like I've been in January for like forever now. I don't know. I guess I've been, just doing, I've been creating shows, so I think that kind of has me feeling like it's been January forever. Yeah.
That's called cabin fever.
Yeah. I could come up with a couple other words for it too, but we're doing good here. So, tell me something good. Tell me some fun facts for this evening. I'm sure something came out and surprised you.
Well, unfortunately, Jeff Beck just died. I've got that contest up for next week, and we just had someone else, Robbie Bachman of BTO. So I'm going to set that up for the following week. Lisa Marie Presley just died, too. She was only 54.
I did see that. I was like, what is that? Yeah, she was a baby. Just saying. Like, you know.
Well, yeah, anybody younger than us is kind of on the baby side.
That's right. You know, I mean, it's pretty amazing to me. I'm like, wow. I don't know. It's crazy. We've lost so many people in the last couple of years. But, you know, we're living in that range, you know, where the people that were famous.
Yeah, all the music we grew up with is a lot of it's 50 years old. So, yeah, they're hitting their late 70s.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I
went digging, so I found a ton of stuff for Beck. I even got some early. There's an early song in there that you'll recognize the voice. No, yes, I see. Yes.
Wow, I have to check it out. I have to check that out.
I've got one with him and Lord Sutch. That was there was the Lord Session of Screaming Maniacs. Got Jeff Beck, Group 1, Jeff Beck Group 2, plus a little bit from the only album he was on with the Yardbirds, and
wow,
a little bit from him and Johnny Depp, plus one of his latest albums, just a few years old. So it's quite a mix of
yeah.
Spanning what amounts to pretty much almost 60 years. Actually, it is 60 years. I think the earliest song I've gotten there is 1962.
Yeah, it just looks, that's the year I was born. But I just looked, and he's 78 years old. I guess I just never realized he was 78 years old. You know.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, he needed to hurry along, but, you know, it's just, wow. You know, you don't realize so many of these are just, they're not spring chickens, man. Amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. Once
I
you get to this youth, nobody's a spring chicken.
Oh, shoot, I'm no spring chicken anymore either. That, but true. Yeah, wow. Well, that should bring out some good rights next week, I believe. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with
that. Robbie Bachman was our age. She was only 69.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we'll have none of that. Cut it out now. Come too close to the edges here. Yeah.
I mean, that's the back end of things. Back end of this decade.
I don't know. That's pretty amazing. And I didn't hear about Jeff Beck, and I didn't hear about Bobby, but I did hear about Lisa Marie yesterday, and I'm going, really? You know, to me, that's a young kid, 50, you know what I mean? And I was like, this is amazing, you know? And then I was watching something. There was an old clip from something, and I thought, good Lord, you know, she's kind of grown up. Like, what is that about? There was some interview she did with somebody, and she was talking about her dad. And I took a look at the images, and I was going, wow. You know, I guess I was a little confused. Actually, it was an interview with Oprah, and it looked like a really old interview. I don't know, Jesus, when did that happen? You know, but that was kind of surprising because, you know, I mean, you would... When they get young, you kind of go, oh, wait a minute now. When did that happen? How did that happen? So, but, yeah, pretty amazing. I don't know. I'm afraid to blink my eyes some days. It might not open back up. Oh, I shouldn't talk like that. I should be here myself. But, so anyway, when I was loading up the music intros for tonight, I was like, wow, what a mix, you know, I mean.
Well, yeah, that was the New Year's theme. It was to what would you like to ring the New Year in with? So it gave everybody a choice to, instead of hooking up what I put in, but drop in what they want to do.
Right. There was just really, it went from one extreme to the other, and I thought, wow, this is going to be fun. Definitely will be fun. You know, because it was just everywhere, and pretty amazing. So, yeah. So I don't know who else is calling in today. Anybody? We have any guesses on anything? We don't know.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm sorry.
Hopefully.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just stuck with me again. Poor soul. That would get crazy hanging with just me. But yeah. They'll just surprise us, maybe. That's always good. That is always good. It is. I tried to crank the heat back on. I had it turned down onto the cooler side of life, but, you know. Oh, my. You know. Now I have to crank it back up again. Keep myself, figure out whether I want to, you know. Melt
stay warm or become an icicle?
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Okay, what's going on here? I lost the room. The room ran away on me. That's pretty bad, you know.
Well, it is, considering nobody's dropping anything in it.
Yeah, well, I just put something in it not that long ago. That's the worst part. Well, maybe it was longer ago than I thought. I find it. There we go. Yeah. Okay, there we go. I found it again. Damn it. So, yeah, so I don't know, Rex. What do you want to do? You want to start off the evening?
Yeah, why not?
Is there a place
give it a
you wanted to begin? Did you have anything in mind to start us off with? Or are we going in the order of the board?
Yeah, let's go with the board since the first six are all from New Year's. So that'll be the I'll lead into the rest.
Okie doke. So let me go and find the first song lead in. So here we go.
Don't take away.
Ho, ho, ho. What a lead-in.
Absolutely. I feel bad. I didn't... The quality of that sounded much better when I was loading it, too. Not quite sure what happened. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. It just sounded like it was kind of warped a little bit, so... that's a sad thing, but, you know, that's a blast from the past for sure.
Yeah, that's walking back a few years.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Now, that was a lead-in for CRL 17, and his poem name is Music is Art. So if you would give that a read for us, Rex, that would be awesome.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I lost the bloody page.
Would you like me to write something?
Come on, where are you? Ah, there you are. Music is Art by CRL 17. The guitars and the piano flow together like sweet red wine. The music comes together, each note so well defined. The melody travels slowly, notes like angels up above can touch your soul so sweetly, the music feels like love. You cannot listen with just your ears, you must listen with your heart. Only then you'll find the beauty in this magical form of art. End poem.
How true, how true. Yeah, I like this, right? I do. I like this song and I like this, right? You know, the guitars and the piano flow together like sweet red wine. The music comes together, each note so well defined. It was nicely rhymed, it was nicely done, and I think it was nicely said. So excellent work, CRL, and I appreciate this piece very much. You know, it's not real long, but it doesn't need to be, because I think you pretty much put it all out there wonderfully in this brevity. So great job, and thank you very much for sharing.
Oh, absolutely. And the piece chosen was emblematic. Nice way to ring in the new year. You can take everything else away from it, but don't take away the music, because it gives me peace of mind and defines my soul, kind of the offering in that note. And he hits it the same way. Guitars and piano flow together like sweet red wine. There is that notation of when art was art instead of fiddled with electronic gadgetry to produce a sound. We've actually got people playing a piano, playing a guitar, playing the drums, instead of hitting on the new mastery of the day, the fake beats and the fake sounds. So walking along those edges, I'd say definitely don't take away the music, because it is so much more than just the sounds itself. It's how everything melds together and works its way, as he puts it, you must listen with your heart. Only then you'll find the beauty in this magical form of art, one that is very ancient. Thank you, CRL.
Oh, my God. Stelita, don't get this.
Stel's got off to a good start. Hi, guys. Rex and Eugene.
Oh, my God. How funny is that? She likes CRL's poem as well. She said it was lovely. Lovely tribute to my very favorite thing in life. Yep. Music is wonderful. It does many things for many of us. And I think that that's great. Okay. Let me see now. The next poem I have. Lord, it's not the company of the hour. Okay. This one is by Sting, called Brand New Day. And this is the intro for Lockdown Mark's piece. So here we go.
Many of your people out there been hurt in some kind of love affair. you need the most. Can leave you feeling just like a ghost. You never wanna feel so sad and lost again. One day you could be looking through an old book in rainy weather. You see a picture of her smiling at you when you were still together. You could be walking down the street.
I know people that watch a movie and they can tell you every line in the movie. I'm like, not me. I'm like, play it again, I'll tell you. You know? It's funny. But, yeah. So, okay, well, I guess I'll read this one since you read the last one. And, you know, fair is fair. So this is called This Midnight by Lockdown Larks. Yesterday, did love win again? Did you get it together? Or this time, was it pain? Did you feel the stormy weather? Don't shed a tear. Don't look behind. Let the new year help you seek and find. Time always ticking on. Who will love? Who will hate? And will it be bygone? Bygone. When this change has contemplated. We contemplate. Wow. You know what? I'm starting over. I'm so sorry. I've just tripped way too many times for my own happiness. So, sorry. Yesterday, did love win again? Did you get it together, or this time was it pain? Did you feel the stormy weather? Don't shed a tear. Don't look behind. Let the new year help you seek and find. Time always ticking on. Who will love? Who will hate? And will it be bygone when his change we contemplate? Don't shed a tear. Don't look behind. Let the new year help you seek and find. There will be a second chance to find your pathway. A dance, maybe another romance, waiting at the dawn of a new day. Don't shed a tear. Don't look behind. Let the new year help you seek and find. Will you swear a vow to the here and now? Will you now see your destiny? Will you shed a tear when tomorrow is near? Your future will be bright. Trust in this midnight. End poem.
Great read, Gene. I like that last line, offering up that note, walking past the thought of the 31st into the 1st itself. Dropping that note of a mirrored effect, leaving all the past troubles behind, not looking for that pain and stormy weather, but actually looking into what the new year may hold, a second chance, a new romance. And that sort of when this change we contemplate, it's on that note taste. And yeah, this year might not have been good, but the new year's just beginning. So give the new year a chance as you walk into its bright new day past that hour of midnight with that last line. I thought it's a great companion piece to the original song and a well-done thought of, hey, you know what? Leave the baggage. Walk free into the new year is a great message. So thank you, Lark. Wonderful piece. And what about you?
Well, you know, I thought it was a nicely penned piece by Lockdown Larks. You know, I thought his final stanza was really my favorite, but there were great puts throughout. Will you swear a vow to the here and now? Will you now see your destiny? Will you shed a tear when tomorrow is near? Your future will be bright. Trust in this midnight. Well done. I thought he did a nice job. So thanks for sharing. Absolutely. Okay. Well, now, Rex, I'm putting the next one up for you.
Looks like you're going to be Eugene all night long.
Maybe. Okay, hon. Here we go. If you'd be so kind to read this from Marvin Goldfarb.
Music is played all around by Marvin Goldfarb. Music is played all around while I enjoy the whole meaning of the sound, filling the place from the air to the ground. And poem. Short and sweet.
There you go.
I'm surprised you didn't say this to yourself.
Well, I was, but I didn't think you wanted to say you didn't have a boyfriend in the next one, so I figured I'd cut you a break. Just say it.
Okay.
I wasn't sure what Teresa said in the next one, so I figured I would just kind of keep it kind of going in the right direction that way. Yeah, I thought this was a great little brevity by Marvin. You know, music is, it does fill huge spaces. You know, one song can just fill a room, you know, fill a stadium. It can fill anything, you know, and it can just take you places you've never been before. So I think that it was just a wonderful job. You know, I think that Marvin did a good one there. And, I want to thank him for sharing with us. You know, good piece.
Right. I think he played it off too angled. The deeper thought within, not just the music itself, but the music of life, the music of the earth, the music of being outside, whether there's music actually being played or just the harmony and the sounds that the universe offers up in nature.
Right.
So on that note, this is Marvin. Thank you very much.
Right, absolutely. Okay. Yep. The birds and the trees, the river, the brook.
Yep.
It's all music, you know.
Yeah, that babbling brook. Just rolling along.
That babbling brook. Yes. Okay. So then the next one we have under that song. I think under that song anyway. Is by Teresa Streshenkoff. Let me put that up. And this is called I Will Always Miss You by Teresa Streshenkoff. Growing up as little kids, you meant the world to me. Always wanted us to be as close could be. At times I know I drove you nuts, but you never gave up on me. We always would cut class and go play in the woods. No one would see us cutting school because we just thought that we were so cool. I was not allowed to have a boyfriend. And that one, you would not bend. You always had my back and always would defend. You went away for 5 long years, always went to see you, and always left, I'm tears. Losing you all over again is one of my biggest fears. Never thinking that you would come home and only live 1 year, I did not want to believe it. I did not want to hear that you were gone, never coming back to me. I could not ever see just how this could be. You have always been the lock to my key, my best friend, my world, my everything. And I will always love you forever and a day. Rest in peace to my brother John Streshenkov. End poem. Great job.
Great reading. Yeah, and I got to apologize. I missed the lead-in, I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy. I should slap myself for that. My apology. This does walk a different angle to the, it's almost offering up a remembrance note going into the new year, of offering that remembrance of all those times shared, the life lived, and that which you're going to miss because only had a brief moment once you came back home, and that moment was offering up here was short-lived by her account. And with everything that she'd offered in this piece, how they were probably, what you call it, two peas in a pod, as she kind of puts it. At times, I know I drove you nuts, but you never gave up on me. We'd always cut class, play in the woods. No one would see us cutting school because we just thought that we were so cool. So the idea, it's kind of rare that you get a brother and sister that close to be two peas in a pod, that they do the things together. That it's usually the opposite ends, so to speak. While one does the cutting, the other one goes to school, that kind of thing. This walks a very different tone of closeness that was shared. And unfortunately, not enough time on the back end of things for more of that sharing. So great job, Teresa. Thank you very much. All right, Gene.
Absolutely. Very cool. I thought that this, first off, I want to say so sorry for your loss, Teresa. You know, it was a great nod to your beloved brother, and I thought it was nicely done. You know, wonderful memories that you penned here, you know, cutting class together and just being there for one another, you know, looking out for each other. And, you know, I know when my brother went off to the service, it was kind of like, well, I guess he's never coming back. You know, you kind of feel a little abandoned for a while. So I can kind of, you know, relate to that going away and not believing they're coming back and what have you. But I really think that it was a great nod to him. So well done. Thank you for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. It's been 16 years. Damn.
What's it?
She said,
I didn't hear that.
Sorry to say it's been 16 for her since this November. 16 years.
Oh, geez, here I thought that this was just October 2022. I thought it silly me. Yeah. 16 years, wow. Well, you know, some things just never change or get lost in it. So, I mean, it's, you know, a loss can last forever. You know, you can feel that way. You know, that it's just fresh all the time. But, yeah, that was a wonderful, wonderful night. Hello, Teresa. I just saw her in the room. I didn't see her before. Okay, let me, wow. I don't know where you came up with this information, Rex. I went back and looked. I didn't see that anywhere.
I cheated. While you commented, I went to the board. I don't get to do that very often.
Dirty dog, you. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I guess we're going to put up Lawrence 67 for you to read. I have a feeling, well, I don't know if that's, I don't know. I don't know if this is the last one from New Year's or not, but it's okay. Here we go, and whenever you're ready.
All righty. Ah, yes. All right, Jim. Santa, Cruising the Hood by Lawrence 67. Cruising the Hood. Ho, ho, ho. What's up, fat man? How much? For you, jolly man, $50. All night? For 30 minutes. 30 minutes? Are you crazy? You must be tripping. I'll give out free ducks to Dasher, Prancer, and Blitzen before I give $50 to some ducking vixen. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, nothing was moving, not even a mouse. There was so much fear amongst all the reindeer, ever since Mrs. Claus had reached menopause. The Santa Claus clearly states, sit on his knee when Santa Claus is horny. I don't think so. Better call your attorney. Well, so much for bad boys.
Great reader.
And say hello to bad Santa.
Heavens, man, I'll tell you.
He's supposed to know where all the naughty girls and boys are. I guess he got the wrong neighborhood.
Oh, I guess so. You know, I guess that's what. Now we know where Santa goes to get his presents.
He's a Cherokee dog. Hey, even
States,
the fat man is a little loving.
My. Well, I guess this is what they're going to change you for Christmas.
Considering all the gifts he gives out, he's just asking for a little something in return.
Wow, next thing you know, we're going to have Santa Claus going to be in jail for, you know, being bad. That's what he's going to be in jail for, being bad. Just saying.
Damn those Salvation Army Santas.
There you go. Oh, my God.
They give the fat old man a bad name.
Okay. Passion says she's calling in. So I haven't seen her, so I'm going to skip over this. You're going to have to remind me if I have to go back. Once I get a couple down, I get confused.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one I have is by Damn It Dave. Damn It Dave, you done did it again. Here we go. I'm going to put the music on. It's Tiny Dancer by Elton John.
while since I heard that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Rebub. Me too. Me too. So, that was the lead-in for a piece, as I said before, by Dammit Dave. And I guess it's my turn to read. So, let's see if I can not mess this up. This is called Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, by Dammit Dave. Oh, Lord. Blue Jean Maid, he is so sexy. Tony is the man. Big brown eyes, crooked smile, and skin that is so tan. Danza, baby, you think that maybe you can dance with me a while. Now, you're with me, up against me, dancing with the stars in style. The taxi freaks out in the street, plus fans of Who's the Boss. Turning back, I just laugh. The crazy fans are not that bad. Sexy man making his stands in the boxing ring today. Looking on, now I belong. Judith Light can hit the head. God, how it feels so real, lying here with Tony Dear. Only he can hear me when I say softly, slowly. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. Count the taxis on the highway. Lay me like Angela Bauer. You're going to have a busy day. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. Count the taxis on the highway. Lay me like Angela Bauer. You're going to have a busy day. End poem.
Great read, Gene. And you should have sung this because this was perfect on note to Tiny Dancer.
I wish I
and
could.
That bite that hold me close to Tony Dancer, Captain Tack. What a great chorus line to throw in there, too. This is a howl.
Hello, Rex, sing
the next.
I can't sing, so that would have been a fate if I, or worse than death if I had sung it. But I was reading it, and I'm going, yeah, it should have been. I wanted to pass it over to you, because I knew you would have done it right.
Dave did a wonderful job. This is a howl as well. I mean, he's got in the bits from Taxi, plus what the hell was it? Who's the Boss? He's got the tidbits from the boxing ring from Taxi, the freaks, Taxi, freaks in the street, plus fans of Who's the Boss. Turning back, I just laughed. The crazy fans are not so bad. Kind of a Tony Danza celebration. Although this definitely needed a female voice, considering the notation of who was being going to.
Right, exactly. He is funny. Dave is so good, you know, and this is like spot on, as you said. I just never know what he's going to do next. You know, he's like that, you know. We've come to learn that very much so. So it's all good. I mean, it makes me laugh. I wish I could have done it better and sung it, but I just couldn't do that. You know, we needed a singer on the phones, and that wasn't happening. Selena could have called in and sung it for us. That would have sounded good.
She said next time.
Next time, she said? Uh-huh.
Yep.
See that? No. I don't know, Selena. I might hold you to that. Okay, there we go. Wonderful. Let me see what's next, because I don't even know where I'm at. Look, she's got a hula girl. The other day she had a hula guy. I don't know what's up with her. I don't know. Okay, now what is this one? Okay. Next one I have is by Darkened Auras. Oh, yeah, like you're going to do this one. This will be good. I hope it suits you. Okay, here we go. This is A Golden Ring for Darkened Auras.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best
that I can do.
Golden rain,
golden rain,
with one tiny little stone waiting there,
waiting there
for someone to take it home.
Thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, with this ring I'd be with.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone,
shining ring,
shining ring. Now at last it's found a home.
Says one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore, and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Up in Chicago
on a sunny summer day,
a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display.
Golden.
Hi, George Jones and Tammy Wynn now.
That's a blast from the past for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, Rex, this is called Teddy Bear, a song parody by Darkened Auras. So, whenever you're ready.
Oh. All right, Teddy Bear by Darkened Auras. I doubt I can do it some justice, but I'm going to try. In a toy store in Chicago, on a little girl's birthday, a mother gazes at the teddy bear there on display. The girl claps and smiles as mom says, "Honey, it's for you." And she grabs and hugs the bear as if she knew. Teddy bear with two black cold shining eyes, sitting there watching all the passers-by. In the box, it's been packaged with such care, only love can make a worn-out teddy bear. In a local little park, later on that afternoon, the little girl has lost her teddy bear way too soon. Tears roll down her cheeks as a thought pops in her head. Mommy, find him quickly before my teddy's dead. Teddy bear with one dangling little eye, sitting there as the girl comes running by. In the yard, you can see it has much wear. Only love can make a worn-out teddy bear. In a darkened little corner, the teddy bear's been found, waiting for the owner that never comes around. They say one thing's for certain, we don't need this anymore, and throws out the bear as she drives to the store. Teddy bear, with the stuffing coming out, lying there, if it could, then it would pout in the dump. It wonders if it's fair, when did she stop loving teddy bear? In a landfill in Chicago, on a frigid Christmas day, a craft maker woman sees that teddy bear out of the display. Teddy bear, and poem. All song, parody.
Nice job. Wow, what a it was a great parody for sure, and I like the story of this teddy bear, you know, from the little girl's first encounter with it, all the way through to where it got lost. And once it got lost, I mean that's rough. Have you ever had a kid that lost something? Oh my gosh, it's like, you know, you're frantic to find it just because you want the pain and the suffering to be over for both you and them. And I love how she, you know, where is it? Only love can make a worn-out teddy bear. And that's the truth. You know, the holding it, hugging it, taking it everywhere, you know, dragging it through the mud, dropping it in the tub, you know, all the things that go along with it. You know, that's how you know that teddy bear was truly loved, because it was just worn out and beaten up. And, yeah, I think that's very true. So I think this is a great great parody and a really wonderful story told. You know, sad because then they were in the landfill in Chicago. That's terrible. You know, but, you know, still really well done. So nice job, Darkened Auras. Nice job.
You're absolutely right on that. This was, it fits the motif. And that play on the angle of country music, a little bit of happiness in the getting, and then you get drawn into the sadness that weaves its way into it until you finally end up with that note back on in Chicago. But on a frigid Christmas day, a craft maker woman sees the teddy bear as a display. Oof. A cold note to how things work out, how reality actually punches you in the gut sometimes, and when you don't pay attention, something that you have just disappears in the moment. And it was well played against that song, so DA, that was wonderfully done. And I definitely stuck on the singing end, but I apologize.
Yeah,
all right, Eugene,
I think
what's
it was
for you?
I thought it was really a great job, like I said. But yeah, I'm trying to finish up those comments. Give me 1 second. Okay. So sorry. I'm so sorry, Uncle Albert. Okay, here we go. Yes.
But the kettle's on the boil, and we've nothing more to say.
I should have known you would pick up and run with that one. Okay, let me see now. Auras. Hey, here's one. Music video instead of for the lead. Okay, let me see what I got. Okay. Kind of looking forward to this one. This is Leonard Cohen.
You just mentioned that one, Uncle Albert. There's a good part of that song where he actually talks instead of sings. We're so sorry, Uncle Robert, but we haven't done a bloody thing all day.
Yeah.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert.
But
the kettle's on the boil, and we're so easily called away.
Right. You know something. Yeah. Oh, God, I remember that song. More times than I appreciated was it played way back when. Okay, now the next one I'm going to put up is the intro for Stellina's piece. And this is Leonard Cohen singing You Want It Darker. So here we go.
Magnified. million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker.
Shadows in the godly domain, iniquity from the seemingly devout, those deprecating, cloistered disapprovers who profess to be your peers, are we, the lonely miscreants crawling on the earth, await your divine judgment, await condemnation or exoneration. You want it darker. Legitious fiends who pull out strings to bend us to their human will, who behind closed doors flout yours. Hypocrisy rules in those lofty circles, whereas mere mortals dare not encroach for fear of revelation of sordid truths they claim are beyond our comprehension. You want it darker? Tell me then, if you are there, Lord, why are these obscured from your view, as they would have us believe, secreting themselves in your cloak of magnitude, their mendacity to enshroud on the day of judgment, where will we stand and where will they? You want it darker. And Paul.
Nice. Excellent job, Stelina. Great read, Rex. Absolutely. Wow. You know, every time it says you want it darker, I keep going, okay, where are we going now? Got a little nervous when the last you want it darker came up. I was like, oh, where are we going now? But really
deeper.
Well done. Yeah. I think it was really just a wonderful take on the song, you know, to pull the two of them together. And it made a great point with it all. I mean, I really do. I think it was well stated and well shared. So excellent job, Celine. I really, really think it was just a wonderful write and a great song to work off of. Really, so I think nice work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dug into the meat of that piece itself and offered up a little bit more in-depth purview, kind of walking in this day and age as to those individuals who wanted it darker. And that note to you want it darker plays well in this too, as well as the original, because you got to get into the that note of you want it darker, though it can get a little darker. And I did like that last sentence. Tell me then, if you are there, Lord, why are these obscure from your view, as they would have us believe? A nice tone. It hits on that idea of being lost from the religious angle of ourselves, and the need to, you know what? Maybe there needs to be a return to simpler times in belief and that which what you actually believe in. So nicely done, Stelina.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I just looked at her, and, you know, firstly, she wanted to state that this is not based on her personal beliefs and is solely based on poetic license, imagination, and interpretation of an idea. No disrespect intended. And I think that I'm glad she said that, because some people read something like that, and next thing you know, they're having you burned at the stake. You know, like, oh, these terrible, terrible ideas. You know, sometimes when you hear something like that, music kind of, it can kind of lead you down that path to be able to pull it together and make it interesting. And, you know, here's something to think about. And I think
those
it was a great job.
Those who walk that way don't look beyond the thought of, hey, you know what, it is what it is because there are people like that. And that's the idea. Of fighting against that, because they will always deliver dark.
Absolutely. Okay, bud. Well, the next one I'm going to put up is by Leo Sayer, and it's I Can't Stop Loving You. And here we go. Oh, this is a lead-in for Average White Man, by the way.
So you leave. In the morning, on the early train, I could say everything's alright. I could pretend and say goodbye. Got your ticket, got your suitcase, got your leave.
Cause I can't stop loving you.
AWM put up the piece for this song, but I had to pick the song because he didn't list the song. So I went looking, and I kind of matched it up to the voice he put in his poem. So
nice. Okay, well, that's good. Very good job. And the next piece we have is called Those Three Words by Average White Man. So here we go. Those three words. To tell the truth, it's really such a sad affair. A man of my stature stumbling through the crowds, searching for a trace. Just a flash of auburn, a glance of emerald, a hint of pre-Raphaelite grace. Stumbling through the streets without my love to hold. China white, my northern light, porcelain and fragile, mouthing the words, mouthing those three words. End poem.
Great read, Jean. And it actually kind of does fit that song as the motif. I don't know if they actually worked off that song itself, but it's what came to mind as close in the moment. And it does. It's paint a sad portrait, a man of my stature, stumbling through the crowds, searching for a trace. Just a flash of auburn, a glance of emerald, a hint of priest, bracket light grace. And then again, stumbling through the streets without my love to hold. That China white kind of bites another note, strung out to the point where he's dipped into the needle and the spoon, so to speak, China white heroin. But that might just be a thought to the moon itself, my northern light, porcelain and fragile, mouthing those three words. Although it does kind of walk on that note of a little bit of addiction, too. So nicely done.
Right.
Average white man. Thank you very much. And what about you, Jean, since you got to read it?
You know, I thought it was a touching piece. And see, I must be silly because I looked at it and I saw, you know, auburn hair and emerald eyes and China white. I never would have gone to any kind of substance. You know, I just thought of a porcelain skin tone, you know, a fair redhead. And, but I mean, it does kind of, when you said an addiction, it was kind of like, yeah, I can kind of see that. Because, you know, he's just stumbling around and staggering around and looking for this person. So, I mean, I think that that was an interesting thought there. Not one that would have crossed my mind.
I know, it was off base, but that picture kind of added a little bit to that, too.
It really could have been an intentional remark because of his addiction to her. And it's possible. And it's clever if that's what it was. And if it's not what it was, it's a clever thought, Rex, and I liked it. But I have to say the author's notes, perhaps one day I will stop writing about her, but not today. And I think that kind of really lent it some, weight in my mind.
Kind of hits on the note of addiction, too.
Yeah,
I'm trying to justify my thoughts.
Well, you don't really need to because, you know, I mean, some terms are just there and they're meant, you know, people to get them. And the people who don't, you know. I mean, it's all about, you know, our exposure in life, who we've been exposed to and what we've learned and what we've picked up from the things we read, the things we watch, you know, the people we say hello to, you know. And, you know, it's intriguing because I just think that it all came together very well. I want to pick one spot of this, but it's really hard because it is a brevity. And there's no, like, wasted words here. I mean, if I start with the beginning, I'd end up going to the end. I mean, you know, searching for a trace, just a flash of rubber and a glance of emerald, a hint of pre-Raphaelite grace. Stumbling through the streets without my love to hold. I don't know. I think that it was all just really well done. And, you know, I don't know. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Yeah, I mean, that's what I can say about it. I think the whole thing as a whole was wonderful. And, yeah. You know, sometimes love can be really hard to let go. And it's a process. And sometimes it can mess with you for a long time. So, excellent job, average excellent job, not so average white man. Well done. Well done. Absolutely. So, okay. Getting out of here before I start stumbling around again and making a mess of it. Because I really like this. Okay, let me see now. What do I have? And for my next magic trick, I think Pam is resting. So I'm going to copy her link. And I'm going to put up the song for her. And here it comes.
All the subtle flavors of my life are become bitter seeds and poison leaves without you. You represent what's true. I drain the color from the sky and turn blue without you. These arms lack a purpose. Flappers like a hummingbird. I'm nervous cause I'm the left eye. You're the right. Would it not be madness to fight? We come one. In you the song which writes my wrong. In you the fullness of living. The power to begin again from right now. In you.
Let's go. Let's go.
One, 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 one.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Uh-oh? What are you uh-ohing about? We're here.
No, I thought something happened.
Well, not that I'm aware of, thank God. Okay, here we go. Okay, Rex, I'm going to put this one up for you. The Thorns That Stand on the Edge by Pam Ray.
Okay.
There you go.
The Thorns That Stand on the Edge by Pam Ray. Walking through the veins of reality, we are bleeding duality, cause and effect of a corrupted society. I want what the hopeful call peace, but brutality beats like raven wings across the oracle's face. I feel the darkness within, the fall of flushed gardens, shaping the future we all have to share. I'm crying out to strangers that should be family. Beware the tasks you want to accomplish, the history in the blink, the thorns in the eye. A journey taken together, hand in hand. Drop the weapons, drop the beat, drop the mic. Billion baboons are harking humanity to the highest bidder. Don't take the bet. Pick up the vibe of lights and music, plotting the course. I'm not your savior. They are not your savior. We are each our own. Got to know your inner voice. Find the love. Find the trust. Find the truth. Stand tall. Stand proud. Stand together. Know we are better than the bloodmongers that lead the parade to the edge of madness. And poems.
Bowsers. Great read, Rex. Hand scares me sometimes. This will be one of them times. just saying. You know, walking through the veins of reality, we are bleeding duality. Cause and effect of the corrupted society. I want what the hopeful call peace, but brutality beats like raven wings across the oracle's face. Wow. Like, what a way to start this off, right? I mean, that's only the first three segments. And, yeah, and it just keeps going from there. I mean, he really has done it. I mean, the music was intriguing, and I think that she really ran with that. And did a wonderful job with it. I think that it was excellent. So well done, Pam. Wish you'd been here so I could tell you, like, you make me nervous.
I think the ease and abandonment. I think the ease and abandonment is step outside the matrix. Quit being part of the initiality of hive mentality, because she hits on that note. Where was it? I'm not your savior, they are not your savior, we are each our own. Stand tall, stand proud, stand together. Know we are better than the bloodmongers. That's that idea. Hey, if you stand with the criticality of stupidity, then you are part of the problem, not the answer to the problem.
Great comment. Okay, give me 2 seconds. You always don't go short when I'm trying to do things, Rex. No, I'm slow. Okay, got it. Yeah, just incredible. This is an incredible piece. She does I think when I see Pam makes me nervous, it makes me laugh because she just comes in from all these different angles. No matter what prompt you throw at her, she comes in, and you don't know where she's creeping in from. It could be that corner over there. It could be coming in through the attic door. She sometimes comes up through the cellar door. And then sometimes she just walks through the front door. I mean, you just never know. And I find that to be so, you know, I'm jealous. I really am. Let's put it that way. Because I find it really amazing. So that's why I always tell her she makes me nervous. Because I can.
Get out of the matrix.
Yeah. Okay, let's see now. The next piece I have is by Babbler. And I think Betty's going to call in at least.
This girl is made of lipstick.
about her and fame. Sees the pictures of herself, every magazine on every shelf. This girl is made of Bond Street, hailing cabs, lunches with executives, gleaming teeth sip aperitives. This girl is a lonely girl, takes the train from Paddington to Oxford Circus, buys the Daily News, but passengers don't smile at her. Oh no, don't smile at her. This girl is made of loneliness, a broken heart, for the boy that she once knew doesn't want to know her anymore. And this girl is a lonely girl, everything she wants is hers, but she can't make it with the boy she really wants to be with all the time, to love all the time. This boy is made of envy, jealousy, he doesn't have a limousine, really wants to be a star himself. This girl, her world is made of flashlights and films, her cares are scraps on the cutting room floor, and maids of Bond Street drive round in chauffeured cars. Maids of Bond Street picture clothes, eyes of stars. Maids of Bond Street shouldn't have worldly cares. Maids of Bond Street shouldn't have love affairs.
Hey, talk about stepping back in time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, and this one was a lead-in to Babbler's piece called Butterfly Man. I'm going to give that one a read. And here we go. Let me see if I can make it big enough I can read it. Butterfly Man by Babbler. The boy is made of daydreams, lipsticks, eyeliner, and tight blue jeans. Never older than 17 on the cover of your magazines. The boy is an idol, a teenage god, riding in company cars, wearing designer clothes. The camera is always on, always smiling, so beguiling. This boy is a secret man, leaving the stage and peeling off his youth, drinking alone at 3 a.m., but people don't like to see the truth. This man is made of broken wings, trying to fit into fantasies, a butterfly, dressed as a caterpillar, saying juvenile things. And this man is made of broken wings, hiding all his midnight flings, but he can't be the man he is. Who he is not a star, not a star. The boy is made of daydreams that involve cigarettes. 20-something hasn't lived yet, falling behind all his friends, wondering when his youth will end. And the butterfly man sighs in an armored car, wings painted on in designer clothes, eyes of stars. These daydreams aren't his. They are ours. Caterpillars can't have love affairs. End of poem.
Great read, Gene. And I just sent you something through AOL, so you do that and
okay.
I'll read this. That was great. Anyway. The Butterfly Man, that was an old song of Bowie's, which was listening to that. I hadn't heard that in God, a count of years. Anyway, she hits on the thought of Butterfly Man, and it walks along those very same lines of Bowie. Every few years, well, it's depending on the time, he would remake himself from his original theatricality with the glam era and Ziggy Stardust, the Spiders from Mars, and all that. And revolving into the next flare, and he kept doing that every few years. He'd remodel himself into something else, and she hits on that note of a butterfly dressed as a caterpillar saying juvenile things, and this man is made of broken wings, hiding all his midnight flings, but he can't be the man he is. Who he is not a star, not a star. Kind of hitting on that note of the Peter Pan complex, always remaining the figure he wants to be seen as, youthful, vibrant, and ever-changing. So I like this piece. Well done.
Okay.
And that thought back into this, caterpillars can't have love affairs, kind of hits on that note. Hey, there's an ever-evolving channel there. So you don't really have that note to a love affair itself.
I hear you. I thought it was a great piece by Betty, and I thought it was a great take on the chosen song. Not Betty. Gosh. There's a great job, Babbler. I'm loading Betty's piece. I'm like, wait a minute. I said the wrong thing. I'm trying to load Betty's piece. Now I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Got it. Okay. Yeah, but I think that Babbler did a great job with this, and I thought that the song, I thought it was a great reflection of that, and really well done and really well expressed. And I enjoyed the read. I really did. I found the whole tale that she told captivating. It held my attention. I wanted to know what was going on. So, great job. For real. So, sorry about that. I was kind of like somewhere else. Okay, that one. So bear with me a second. I'm working on that.
Okay.
Figuring out what I'm supposed to do next. Okay. Okay. Let me go back over here a second. It doesn't take much for me to get screwed up, you know. Okay, Rex. I'm going to go back up and, excuse me. I'm going to find Passion's piece and I'll put that over there. And okay, I'm going to run the intro for that. And that is Kenny Chesney and Beer with My Friends.
What's up? You sneak in? How are you doing?
How are you doing, boys?
Good.
I'm here to have some beer with my friends at an Old Dominion pop-up show. It's going to be rocking.
Feel better with a cold one in my hand. Right now I'm
Oh, no.
Too funny. Ah, we've all had those days, eh? Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, Rex, I'm putting this one up for you. I figured Be With My Friends is a good lead-in for you to read. And here we go. And this is called Let the Festivities Begin by Passion's Promise.
Okay. Let the Festivities Begin by Passion's Promise. 2, 4, or let's have more. I shall drink till I hit the floor. Come on, friend, join in. Let the festivities begin. Remember when we went for more, spoke in high O's, and forgot where we've been? Laughing, oh my, just let my head spin. We did the boogies all night long, cussed and stuttered every song, chased the liquor down with shots, cried, Lord, have mercy, and passed the pot. Come on, friend, join in. Man, oh man, how long it had been. Last year, was it, when our party was the shit? Oh, hell, man, that's our band. Let's hit the floor, spin round some more. Watch old Paul come through the door, high-fiving everyone in sight, acting as he wrote the night. Drunk's a skunk, an eye bloodshot, SOB looks hot. Hey, friend, I'm over here. Let me grab you a beer. Over the ledge, we're looking down below, watching the drunken show. We laughed and pointed around as Pam's ass hit the ground. It didn't take much to fill the room with laughter, at least not until the morning after. Hey, friend, shit, I did it again. I drank so much it made my head spin. Hand on my head, throwing up in a bowl, cussing the bottle that stole my soul. Hey, friend, it has settled down. Let's go, there's a new club in town. Come on, friend, join in. Let the festivities begin. And pump. Oh, that's a wake up with a bang over the head.
Yes. I thought it was a nice take on the song prompt. Shame she didn't call and read it herself. I think it would have carried a little bit more. I mean, your read was great, but I think sometimes when you write something like this for humor, you know, you just kind of, I don't know, I think we've just add our own points where we want it, you know? But it was a nice job. Nice job. Lots of fun. And, yeah, I don't know. Looks like a rough night. Looks like the night before the morning after, you know? That's what it looks like.
Oh, it's definitely. That's what Drunk's the Skunk and I's Bloodshot.
Yep.
And then that last one, I drank so much, made my head spin, hand on my head, throwing up in a bowl, cussing a bottle that stole my soul. Hey, friend, it's settled down. Let's go. There's a new club in town. Yeah, let's go do it again. And there's definitely note to, oh, shit, I remember those days when I was young. Paid for it a few times, too.
I have to say that I'm very thankful that I didn't have all that many of those days when I was young, because every one of those days took the fun away from it. Well, I'll tell you. You know, nothing worse than being...
Especially when that porcelain princess is staring you in the face and you're looking at all the globules rolling around.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like, that just... If I was like that more than a few times, I think I'd have had to give up completely. So, you know, I've been very lucky, though. I have to say, I probably only had 2 hangovers in my life. And the second one is I woke up just as drunk as I went to bed. It really wasn't a hangover. It was just an extender, you know. I was very lucky in that respect. But, you know, I had a couple of those nights where I had just taken in too much and my body said, oh, I don't think so. Like, get out of here. You're crazy. You think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that goes with the notations. Yeah, you should have had something to eat, like eggs and toast, something to soak up some of the excess rather than the tacos and the burritos you ate, because that comes up a real mess.
Yeah, or the soup. You know, never eat soup.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that, but I can tell
except
you don't do it.
Except that soup's a whole hell of a lot more colorful than the split pea from Linda Blair days and The Exorcist.
Oh, that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. But no. If I told you this story, it'd be really gross, and we're not going to do it. So let's see. What the heck time is it? I got to make sure I'm not back in a
little corner
here. Okay, and I think that we have completed everybody all the way down to Betty Page. I do. So the next one I'm going
I'll run
to do, I got Betty's audio, and I have her intro. So we didn't miss anybody, right?
Nope.
That's why I went back up for Passions. Okay,
yeah.
So here we go.
Betty
here is
Betty
Beanie by Adam Ant. She likes Beanie.
The thingamajig and the hula bagab are what goes in the whatchamacallit.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yep. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'm going to put up Betty Page's piece called Sassy Girl by Betty Page. She makes me nervous, this girl. She does. So let me just go ahead and hit that button.
Sassy Girl.
My sassy mouth's open, I'll speak now with pride. Put on my miniskirt, lift, make sure just to kiss my backside. Sarcasticness is spoken, tongue stuck down my throat. Love being so open, bend my legs back, pound fierce. Sassy girl, sassy, hot girl. Pop pills, get high, then come do me. Let's both drink, both smoke, just come through, please. Sexy indiscretions, let's go. Grip my hips, come on inside. I'll set a new fashion, blow round rings of smoke. Get real high, suck in all real deep. Being sober's a real joke. They all saw me kneeling, screaming, moan so unclean. Open wide their eyeballs, gossiping how I'm obscene. Sassy girl, sassy, hot girl. Pop pills, get high, then come do me. Let's both drink, get high, just come through, please. Sexy indiscretions follow. Grip my hips, come on inside. I'll let no one tell me I'm wrong or I'm right, nor tell me who I'll drink with, sleep with, nor that I'm just a bitch girl. Watch out or I'll tell you, take off with your car. You'll weep while I'll drive off in sunset. All these mind games have been sadistic by far. Sarcasticness is spoken, tongue stuck down my throat. Love being so open, bend my legs, pound fierce. Pop pills, get high, then come do me, let's both drink, get high. Just come through, please. Sexy indiscretions follow. Grip my hips, come on inside, I'm riding. Pop pills, get high, then come do me. Let's both drink, get high. Just come through, please. Sexy indiscretions follow. Grip my hips, come on inside, I'm riding. Pop pills, get high, then come do me. Let's both drink, get high. Just come through, please. Sexy indiscretions follow. Grip my hips, come on inside, I'm riding. Pop pills, get high, then come do me. Let's both drink, get high. Just come through, please. Sexy indiscretions follow. Grip my hips, come on inside, I'm riding. Pop pills, get high, then come do me. Let's both drink, get high. Just come through, please. Sexy indiscretions follow. Grip my hips, come on inside, I'm riding. Pop pills, get high, then come do me, let's both drink, get high. Just come through, please. Sexy indiscretions follow. Grip my hips, come on inside. End poem.
Great read, Betty. Thank you very much for the sound clap. It is very much appreciated. All right, Jean, you said you were scared.
I was. Betty makes me very nervous because I know she can be very bad. I know. See, she gets me in trouble because I tell her no, and then Betty comes out and says yes, and I have to sit there between two people going, I don't know. But nice job, Betty. Appreciate you sharing with us, as always. Interesting take on the musical prompt. I know a lot of thought went into the piece, and I think that was pretty funny. I see where you said you wanted to write the opposite of don't drink, don't smoke, don't have sex, and yes, to think do smoke and do have sex and do drink. So a funny, flip on that. But nicely done, and I'm glad you gave us an audio for that. I appreciate that very much. And nice job.
Oh, that's some funny bits in it. But I think the crux is right in the middle. Because I'll let no one tell me I'm wrong or I'm right. No, tell me who I'll drink, which sleep with, not nor that I'm just a bitch girl, bitch girl. Watch out, or I'll tell you, take off with your car. You'll weep while I drive off in sunset. All these mind games have been sadistic by far. I think that was her crux for the whole piece, because everything kind of revolves around these two stanzas in the middle, because everything hits on, especially with the popping pills stanzas that she kept rolling back on through the whole piece. So, yes, Eddie, you had way too much fun with it, and you did play well off the beat and the voice from the song you chose. I hadn't heard that one before. So thank you for the tune. I got to get back into some Adam Ant. It's been a long time.
I've heard that one, Rex. I'm shocked you haven't heard that one before.
No, I haven't heard that one. And it's an enjoyable piece because it is a throwback. It goes back to those days where you rolled on those notations of double hit shots, because it holds a nice funky tone rolling into the next verse.
Absolutely. So next news your board for tonight, and we have 10 seconds left. What you got coming up after midnight tomorrow?
Quotes by Ginsberg.
Ginsberg? Nice. And I know that Lou Yu Wild Dove in the Garden of Enlightenment is doing front page picks for the month of, I want to say
December. That doesn't surprise me. That was a hefty list.
I still think I think she's still in 2022. I'm not positive. But with that being said, I hope she's feeling better. She wasn't feeling so good for a while. So what does it say here? I don't know. It doesn't say. So I guess we'll have to figure it out. But I'm sure someone will be happy to let us know tomorrow. And Rex, it was a great show. Lots of fun.
Oh, she's got a mix, November and December.
I'm sorry?
She's got a mix, November and December.
Oh, there you go. I'm glad you figured that out, because I didn't. But definitely, she got her work cut out for her, because we have so many wonderful poets and late night poets. We have a lot of front page picks for her to collect up and read out. So that's wonderful. And I want to thank everybody for supporting the show and giving us poetry to read. And I'm going to have to start peddling this phone number more. I'll be writing it on bathroom walls. Call for a good time.
I figured you were going to go there, but I didn't think you were going to say it.
I said it. Yep. And you're going to have to do the men's room. I'll do the ladies' room. And then we'll see what happens.
That's where you find all the extra numbers. So good time. Call Sheila. Such and such and such.
That's right. Oh, my God. No,
not to mention the crash things. What was it? I can't think of it. I can't remember it.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's going back way too many times.
Yeah, I heard that. I have that trouble going back too far, like yesterday. So I get it. definitely a good show tonight, and lots of fun. So
thank you very much, Dean. And Selena and Betty for the board.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll see you
all
next time.
Yep, we will be here. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Take care of yourselves, everybody. Thank you, Rex. It was fun.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.